Gregory Mignon came to the United States from his native Jamaica over 20 years ago on a student visa. He was able to make a career in architecture in America thanks to temporary work visas. The 43-year-old is now a U.S. citizen and co-creator of a property development business in Boston, Massachusetts. But he worries that new proposed restrictions on student and work visas will prevent others from following a similar path to the American dream. Mignon told the Associated Press that society improves when there are lots of different kinds of people living and working together. To not have peers from other countries collaborating side by side with Americans is going to be a setback for the country. We learned from Americans, but Americans also learn from us, he said. Mignon is among the business and academic leaders asking U.S. President Donald Trump not to expand the temporary visa restriction established in April. They argue that barring skilled foreign workers will hurt the economy and limit innovation at a time when it is needed most. But others say the visa restriction did not go far enough and have been calling for stronger action. As COVID-19 spread across the U.S., the president established a 60-day halt on visas for foreigners seeking permanent residency. But his April 22nd order included a long list of exceptions. It also did not cover the hundreds of thousands of guest worker and student visas issued each year. Republican senators, including Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Ted Cruz of Texas, argue all new guest worker visas should be suspended for at least 60 days. That, or until unemployment has returned to normal levels. In a letter to Trump last month, they wrote, "Given the extreme lack of available jobs, it defies common sense to admit additional foreign guest workers to compete for such limited employment." Trump administration officials have been debating how long any new order should remain in place and which industries should be excluded, like healthcare and food production. But officials have made it clear they are considering suspending H-1B visas for high-skilled workers. The same goes for H-2B visas for seasonal workers and L-1 visas for employees leaving their old job for a position with a company in the U.S.